Good morning. Thank you for joining with me for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 114. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 114 is a review of two lessons. I am Spirit. I am the Son of God. No body can contain my spirit, nor impose on me a limitation God created not. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. What can my function be but to accept the Word of God, who has created me for what I am and will forever be? I am Spirit. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. The line where it says, "No body can contain my spirit, nor impose on me a limitation God created not." What limitations seem to be imposed on me? What's coming to mind is that I am the one imposing the limitations. Whenever I am looking for something outside myself to bring me happiness, whenever I do that, I am placing a limitation on myself. As I have learned in earlier lessons, I am light and love and peace. And so the belief that something outside myself can cause me to be these things is false. That is a limitation I am placing. I am spirit. I am eternally at peace, in love with my Creator and His creations. There's nothing, no thought about the illusory world that can bring me more happiness or take away that happiness. At times, this is a tall order for me. There are times when the ego is yelling at me that, no, this isn't true. But if I sit quiet, I know it is the truth because I can feel it. For me, when the ego starts shouting, no, I would be more happy when this happens in form. When I'm aware of the shouting, I need to stop and look at what is truly happening. Looking at a few of these situations where I'm tempted to believe the ego, that happiness comes from something outside myself, it's usually when I am mistaken about what I am, and when I am lacking faith and trust in God's word, what He has promised me. And if I go back to remembering what I truly am and what I truly want at those times, and remember my faith in God's word, it does bring me comfort. It does bring me back to a place of peace. Holy Spirit, help me to remember that I am spirit too, that I am as God created me. I am not limited. There are no thoughts that are true within me that can limit me. There are no seeming images outside of me that can limit me. And I know this because of the trust and faith I have for God and His Word. My part in God's plan for salvation is to have faith in His Word. Help me today to see through all the nonsense and have my eyes alight on that faith always. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we remember the ideas for today. I am spirit. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. If a problem or concern comes to the mind, we name it and we repeat the idea for today. I am spirit. And we watch our mind for any sparks of insight that arise. And we verbalize the insight to ourselves. And we allow the mind to quiet down as we sit in peace, remembering we are spirit. We do accept our part of God's plan for salvation. Thank you for joining with me in the unburdened feeling of accepting our part in God's plan for salvation. Namaste.